I think the position of the Sahrawi government and the Frente Polisario was made public as soon as after the appointment, which is that we are ready to cooperate with the UN envoy. But we believe that it's very important that the envoy will be supported by the Security Council and that the Security Council will assume its responsibility. Because as you know, the United Nations Operation Western Sahara has only one aim, and that goal is to ensure that the people of the Western Sahara can exercise the legitimate right to self-determination. So we hope that this will be the objective of the new representative, and we hope that the Security Council will support him in this task.
What does this mean for the Sahrawi people?
This is maybe the 10th envoy that the United Nations has appointed. We had in the past former Secretary of State James Baker. He was the envoy for 7 years. And we just had recently the former president of Germany, Mr. Kohler. Then before him, we have the U.S. Ambassador Christopher Ross. And the list is very long of envoys. And all of them, they could not succeed because the Moroccans did not allow them to implement the settlement plan, which was signed by the Sahrawis and the Moroccans in 1988.
So why would you think this will be different?
Unfortunately, we cannot be very optimistic because we know that Morocco has not changed its position. We know that the Moroccans, they will not make his task easy. In fact, his name was submitted to the parties many months ago. The Sahrawis accepted him when we were asked to accept him by the UN Secretary General. And Morocco, they just accepted it recently under a lot of pressure. So we know that the Moroccans have not changed their position or their intentions or their intransigence. So we're not very optimistic that he's going to really reach the objective that the United Nations has set on decolonizing Western Sahara. Because Morocco and the French in the Security Council will not allow him to succeed.
The U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, wrote on Twitter that he welcomes the announcement of the UN's personal envoy for Western Sahara. It says the United States fully supports the UN-led political process in Western Sahara to promote a peaceful and prosperous future for the people of the region. What does this signify to you and the people?
That has been the traditional position of the United States to support any UN process in the Western Sahara. But the problem is that they should be more forthcoming when the meetings of the Security Council to make sure that that support will lead to implementing the United Nations Settlement Plan on the Western Sahara. I mean, everybody, we can say that they support the envoy, but it has to be not just in words, but on deeds. So we hope that the position of the United States at the Security Council will be much more aggressive and much more clear on making sure that the envoy is there to implement the United Nations resolution, in particular the right to self-determination of the people of Western Sahara.
But you seem to have support from U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe, who basically welcomes the news as well. So you have two strong allies here.
We have more than that. We have the international legality on our side. You know, we have Africa. The Sahrawi Republic is a full-fledged member of the African Union as an independent country. We have, of course, Senator Inhofe, who has been very supportive of Western Sahara. We have Senator Leahy. We have so many other senators, so many congressmen that they are supporting this issue. But the problem is that when it comes to the Security Council, the Security Council did not assume its responsibility because, after all, they are the ones who are supposed to be the grantors of the international legality. And the problem we have is not the international support that we have, but the problem we have is with the Security Council that has to assume its responsibilities.
What are your expectations following the announcement of this special UN envoy, particularly since there have been others who were not able to succeed, I should say?
Unfortunately, the reason that made the others not to succeed, the same reason still there, which is that the Moroccans and the French will not allow him, because all the envoys we had in the past, or all of them, they didn't succeed for one simple reason, that Morocco did not want them to succeed, and he got the blessing and the support of the French and the Security Council. So unfortunately, we are not very much optimistic if we take the lessons from the past.